All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight. Frank and Hobbo and a happy Who's Talking here with the undefeated basketball Who's.
15-0.
We've got the LeClaire Ryan play of the game and also the Olympic report brought to you by Mark Foss. Frank?
So LeClaire Ryan play of the game, I think we've jointly agreed that Malcolm Brogdon deserves kudos. Played 37 minutes?
37 minutes.
That's crazy.
13 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, but importantly, the defensive job he did on Jerian Grant, who a lot of people think may be the best player in the league.
So. He ain't anymore. 6 points does not get it done.
That's right. He took a back seat.
Yeah, I think we drop him down a notch. Justin Anderson is better than he is. Enough of that nonsense. All right. Let's do the Foss home team Olympic sports report. Women's soccer. Listen, this is a huge announcement. Morgan Bryan from St. Simons, Georgia, a fourth year that's graduating, repeated as the Herman Trophy winner as the best female soccer player in America.
National Player of the Year 2 years in a row. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, Mia Hamm did it, and you know how much pub she got. All right, women's basketball, they defeated Wake Forest on last-second free throws. That was nice to see. However, they dropped a sort of a dubious game up at Syracuse. I know Syracuse is a good team, but really didn't show up to play in the first half. Hopefully they'll turn that around. Men's wrestling, number 16, Wahoos, finished runner-up at the Virginia Duels. The team has dealt with a lot of injuries, and Coach Steve Garland, I know, can't be happy finishing and losing in the championship match to number 6 Virginia Tech. Yuck. All right. Men's tennis, they opened the season ranked number 3 in the nation. And all I can say is I pity the fools that voted for anybody else, because Brian Boland now has the number 1 recruit in the nation who transferred mid-year. Unbelievable how good this kid is. And for UVA to be the dark horse, or the stalking horse here.
Number 3 doesn't make you a dark horse necessarily, but still, there
for him it is.
Yeah, so you have to believe not only will they go to the Final Four, but
they're gonna be mad.
they're gonna be in the championship match again this year in all likelihood.
And really exciting news: women's tennis is ranked number 6 in the nation in the ITA rankings, and I believe that's the highest the women have ever been preseason ranked. And with the men number 3, I doubt if there's another program out there with 2 teams in the top 6.
All right, college basketball tonight takes a back seat to football with the national championship game that we already discussed to some degree. Oregon and Ohio State kick it off in about an hour and a half or so. But basketball tomorrow night again. Virginia Tech travels down to Louisville. I think that's going to be a tough night for the Hokies down in the Yum Yum Center. And we talked to Clemson at Virginia, 8 o'clock tip tomorrow night in Charlottesville. Wake Forest at Syracuse, that may be a tough one for the Deacons. But then 9 o'clock, Miami at Duke. Of course, Duke coming off that loss. You normally don't want to play Duke coming off a loss, so that may be tough for the Hurricanes playing at Cameron.
Coach K, otherwise known as the Ferret, will have his players ready. And actually, I feel sorry for the Hurricanes. That's going to be ugly for them. And for that same reason, I believe that Louisville coming off the stunner at the Dean Dome, I guarantee you Rick Pitino's got those guys running stairs right now, and they will trample.
Yeah, I think they'll probably handle Virginia Tech pretty easily, even though Louisville, of course, has Duke on Saturday, so they might be looking ahead to some extent, but I don't think that will be the case coming off a loss. And then several games on Wednesday night, probably the headliner, North Carolina makes the 20-mile trip over to Raleigh, North Carolina, to play an all-of-a-sudden hot North Carolina State team.
Well, 2 teams coming off epic wins.
Big
wins that both programs needed. I mean, Roy Williams was downright giddy in the post-game interview following their victory over the Cards. And
the one thing about it, you don't want to lose back-to-back games at home and then have to go on the road to play NC State.
And, you know, NC State likes to say they have the bigger building and that they can park the Dean Dome inside of that.
Well, they may, although I think the Dean Dome has a few more seats. But they're both nice facilities. Nevertheless, the North Carolina State had the advantage of tax dollars going to help pay for it.
You know, they had counties, state, city, and somebody else. I mean,
and poor Dean had to raise the money himself.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I'm gonna do a prediction right there. I'm gonna predict Carolina steals the one in a terrific game. I bet the Tar Heels will win, say 72-71 in a nail biter. That's gonna be a great game. And let's talk about Virginia and Clemson tomorrow night. Handicap it, Hubba.
I just think Clemson has a hard time scoring. They have a hard time scoring in general against Virginia's defense. I think they're going to have a hard time scoring. You know, Clemson plays pretty good defense as well. I see this maybe a 62-48 kind of game with the Cavaliers winning fairly comfortably.
I agree with that. With that said, a couple things have to happen, I think. Number one, London Perantes has got to start playing a little bit more like London Perantes. Justin Anderson needs to start filling it up again. And Anthony Gill has been quiet lately.
He was quiet out at Notre Dame, but I think that may have been from a defensive standpoint and just matchups against the Irish. But at any rate, big wins last week, and Frank's got a last message here.
Next week's show, we have Terry Gates as a confirmation. He'll be in studio. And Sammy Zaglinski, hopefully from Canada, will be calling in, the former UVA point guard.
Go Hoos.
Go Wahoos. Beat Clemson.
W's this week.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Fox Sports 910, sponsored by Ortho Virginia, TGI Fridays, West Broad Hyundai, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Franklin Federal, TheSaber.com, Stauer Affordable Luxuries, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, Kelleher Heating and Air, Hilldrop Moving, La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and by Sarge Reynolds. Get a podcast of Who's Talking at FoxSportsRichmond.com.